This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
5 years ago, my son Tom called me and he said, "Dad, the Tribune has just changed hands. They own the Cubs, and they're going to be selling the Cubs, so we ought to get ready to buy them." I said, "Why would I want to buy a baseball team or any sports team? I'm not a fan. I'm not a spectator. I've got ADD. I can't watch a whole game of anything for very long." And he said, "I'll tell you, Dad, they sell every ticket, every game, win or lose." I said, "Now you're talking about a business. Now you got my interest." So with Tom as our leader, we went down the road to buy the Cubs, and it was a long, hard road. And if you did not love the Cubs the way my son did, you would not have stayed the course.
We, I, those pronouns. He says I and we. So that's interesting, because now they're going through the usual gymnastics of saying, he doesn't represent the Cubs, I'm part of the operation of the Cubs. Yeah, well, kind of. As we bring in John Greenberg of The Athletic, who is on Twitter at John_Greenberg, I read you this, the official statement from the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. He says, "Joe Ricketts once said that I do not share his values. Truer words were never spoken. The ignorance and intolerance he has espoused are not welcome in Chicago. Those are not the values I learned from my parents, and those are not the values Amy and I have instilled in our children. Joe Ricketts should consider himself lucky he's never met my mother. She'd teach him a lesson. I'm proud not to share his bigoted opinions. Hate has no home in Chicago." And
no one's going to top that.
As we welcome John Greenberg, do you find it interesting that he added those are not the values Amy and I have instilled in our children? What does that say about what does that imply about what Joe Ricketts seemingly, from the perspective of the mayor, has instilled in his?
Oh, wow. That's that might be a little too loaded for me.
I just noted that. There's no reason to add that unless you're trying to twist the knife a little.
Well, I think he wanted to add that mother stuff in there, too.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. I think you got something there. But, yeah, I think Rahm, if he has a little hoop in his office, I think he was dunking on it after he sent that out, and I think he's probably texted that tweet to about every single one of his friends. Hey, look what I did.
What do you, John, what do you figure the next step is for the Cubs? How are they, you know, as the ownership group, as the children meet and figure out what next to do, they've issued the statement. Is there more action for them to take?
Well, I think obviously Tom is supposed to talk at the opening of spring training. I don't know if they're going to say that was the lowest, they're going to say they had the lowest clicks of any news story. They're going to say that this time, you know, for him to get out of it, like they did with the low ratings of the convention panel. But he's supposed to talk. I think as far as like the seriousness of some of this stuff, they should be reaching out to Muslim groups in Chicago, and I don't know if they're going to really reach out to, black groups in Chicago as well. But I mean, I've had people reach out on Twitter already saying like, "Oh, is my son loves the Cubs," a Muslim fan saying, "Is he the enemy of Joe Ricketts?" through some of those emails. And I think those are some serious stuff here. The previous emails Splinter released obviously were a lot of them were just kind of fun for us to read. They didn't really have that kind of the kind of bite that these ones did. And people knew these were coming. People in the Cubs, had heard they had these kind of emails. They didn't know exactly I don't think they knew exactly what were in them, but I had heard from, media sources as well that something might be coming.
Well, it isn't just Islamophobia or racism or the N-word, too. If you read every word of some of these shared memes, some of the stuff is sort of standard issue anti-political correctness. Why isn't there White History Month? How come the Jews get Yom HaShoah? And I'm thinking, there's something for everybody in here. So, he really didn't spare anybody when it comes to the kinds of things that he was sharing. And I compared it to the side of the van owned by pipe bomber Cesar Sayoc. I mean, the how cartoonish some of this stuff is. It's like garden variety InfoWars lame-ass pernicious meme stuff.
Yeah, and people share this stuff. It's wild. I mean, this is like the stuff Kirk Schilling shared that got him fired. I mean, I don't personally understand how people, how their brains are wired that they can read this stuff and be like, oh, this makes sense. I need to share these thoughts with my friends. That's not how my brain is wired, thankfully. So, but apparently a lot of these people are like this, and it's the fact that the reason people were asking why Splinter did the story and things like that weren't familiar with it is because, obviously when he shuttered DNA Info, he stirred a hornet's nest. And that really got people investigating him. And, people started putting more focus on, Joe Ricketts spreads his money out in a lot of different policies and a lot of different agencies. And, obviously they turn face and start supporting Trump. And he is definitely a major player. He wants to be. He and his kids want to be major players in the political world.
Do you get the sense that this is on Major League Baseball's radar yet, or will it take more than a guy who's admittedly on the, in for $400 million, but not on the board of directors list necessarily?
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's on the radar. I assume people have read it all around baseball. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be – I don't know if there'll be any action taken. I think there might be some conversations, and I think Tom's going to obviously say the same stuff he's been saying all along and – said in his release that his dad has no part of the Cubs. He obviously funded the purchase of the Cubs. And as the video you guys played showed, he's using we and are, not saying there. So there'll be some talks, but I don't think this isn't like Marge Schott type stuff. You know what I mean? I don't think anything like there's gonna be any real action, but I'm sure there'll be some conversations.
Yeah, I think what's different is that it isn't just an owner being outed as a racist. It's the continued involvement in politics and the fact that their presence, the Cubs brand and the Cubs visibility is something that goes along with why. Yeah, I mean, do you think if Todd Ricketts is not an owner of the Cubs, that Todd Ricketts is under consideration for an undersecretary of commerce, that Todd Ricketts becomes the chairman of the fundraising arm, the head of the fundraising arm of the RNC's Trump reelection committee? I'm not so sure that's the case, especially because we know that there have been fundraisers held literally at Wrigley Field, using Wrigley Field as a backdrop for some of these things. And that changes the calculus as well, because if some of this worldview is informing the efforts at policy, that's not good.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I see your point, the fact that obviously the Cubs gives them definitely more fame. And I know Todd was one that didn't want to buy the team. He wanted to kind of keep his anonymity as this political player. But this is something, they have been trying to get involved in politics that predates the Cubs, and Pete had a very expensive, unsuccessful race for Senate that he lost as they were trying to work on the purchase. I think that was in 2008. So, yeah, I think it's still possible Todd would actually be very involved. But, sure, I think the Cubs definitely gives, like you said, they can hold fundraisers at Wrigley. They can say Cubs owners. That's a big deal, too. But they were already trying to be, at least Pete and Todd and Joe, were trying to be these big political players. And to a lesser extent, Laura on the other side. Her involvement's not quite as big as people made it out to be, but she's definitely tried to do stuff, obviously, for gay and lesbian causes and Democratic causes.
Have you heard from or seen anything from players regarding these emails?
Nah, I don't think it's on their radar for most guys. I think the Sean Doolittles of the world are kind of rare. I think some guys might have read it, and probably, to be honest, they're like, what's the big deal? Because I assume some of these guys have, relatives like this that send in forward emails. Some might even do it themselves. So I don't think any players, and I don't know what the Cubs, I don't talk to these guys too much about their political beliefs. I doubt, this is just one more thing they have to get asked about at spring training. I don't think a lot of these guys are looking forward to some of the media interviews they're going to have to do in general.
Did you text Theo to ask him what he thinks?
I did text Theo. I'll probably leave that off. He didn't tell me what he thinks. I'll say that. But you know, I'm sure he is aware of this stuff, but yeah.
I wonder how he feels, because he's made no secret of how he feels about such things, and the fact that he's, regarding the Addison Russell situation, was so transparent about his desire for the Cubs to be on the right side of it, almost crusading to be on the right side, to move the meter in a positive direction. I would think he's seething about some of this stuff.
Yeah, and I think he'll, you know, he's been very respectful. He, obviously, he and the Ricketts, most of the Ricketts family, have very, very different political beliefs, and he's been very respectful of them. And I think, you know, he's very careful of what he says and obviously his role and his job. I think he'll shoot back. When he gets asked about this, it's when spring training opens next week, he'll talk about it. And he'll probably be a little stronger than Tom on some of the belief stuff. And I know he's always kind of interesting because he does some other things that we don't even know about that he doesn't publicize. So I'll say this for people that are saying like, oh, I hate these owners and things like that. You know, I will say the guys in the front office have some pretty different beliefs, and they stand for a lot of things that a lot of people want to stand for. So he'll definitely address it next week, though.
In the news cycle for the Cubs, the last, I don't know, 6 months or so, have been a number of things that they've either chosen to do or had happened and then commented on that have affected large groups of fans. Do they feel as though those fan groups, whether they're segmented or together, whether in the middle of the Venn diagram or separate circles, that this is an issue, that there is a wave kind of forming?
Yeah, I think they're definitely aware of stuff. I think sometimes it's a tough one to answer because I don't think, you know, I thought the Daniel Murphy stuff, the fact that they admitted they talked to Billy Beane about it was interesting because a lot of times I think teams would just like, you know, wave it away. And the fact that they addressed that kind of head on, that there was going to be problems, was I thought, kind of interesting and unusual for, I think, a lot of, I don't think the Rockies would say that, you know?
Right.
So I think that was interesting. I don't know. I think they understand fans are just generally, there's going to be things in society that are going to upset fans, and they have to try to kind of balance doing the right thing. And I think what they believe morally and what some people believe morally in the organization, and then also fielding a major league team. You know, if you're fielding a team, it's just, they're two different things, you know, and I understand the kind of push and pull there. I think in today's era, which is great, I think it's more difficult to do this stuff because people don't just wave away everything that happens off the field. I think it's healthy the way things are now, and I don't think they're going to change. I think it's even going to get more intense as people let their opinions be known, you know, through social media or other ways.
So by the end of today, do you believe that MLB will issue some kind of statement?
Yeah, I think it's possible. Just, you know, kind of a standard, we condemn that kind of language type statement. Not that, you know, they're going to suspend Joe from going to his one game every 2 years.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I don't think he's, like you said in that video, I don't think he knows anything about baseball. So, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they do something, but I don't know how it works in the Major League Baseball offices up in Park Avenue.
John, thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
That is John Greenberg. He is editor and columnist at The Athletic, Chicago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.